Tasha, gentlewoman, and so here we are working on the next section of Chapter 3, Practicing Verbs of Existence. Verbs of existence do not generally show tense or number. Tense is a number denoted by other words in the sentence, like pronouns, nouns, and objects. These verbs may seem a bit confusing at first, for they are a difficult part of Tibetan grammar. The following examples will show you how to use verbs of existence in three important ways: to express identity, to express existence, and to express possession. We haven't gotten to the third instance yet, so we're just working on the first two. Te psokang nagatso gu yin. This studio ours is. This is our studio. Or we could say, De psokang nagatsu yin. Naga psokang nagatsu gu la yu. I, studio, ours, and am. Or, Naga psokang nagatsu la yu. I am in our studio. We, studio, and are. Naga so. Psokang layore. Or after you've come to the studio, we can say, Naga tso psokang la du. Backstrap. I'll say the word first, since we haven't seen it before. Longta gugyap. Strap of back. De longta gugyap re. This strap of back is. This is the back strap. Thakra, we've seen that one already. Loom. De thakra yin. This loom is. This is the loom. Lungtag ge gyap thakra keranga la yin. The back strap, loom, yours on is. The back strap is on your loom. Spyagma, shovel. De spyagma yin. This shovel is. This is a shovel. Here's a tough sentence. Spyagma denso gang rinpoche nagatso ge la de. Shovels those. Spyagma denso. Gangun puche nagatso gila, precious snow mountain ours on. De, are. Those shovels are on our precious snow mountain. Or we could say it. Spyagma denso gangun puche nagatso nagatsu la de. Why do we give the choice of either using de or yore for the second and third person conjugations? Though they are both verbs of existence, de is used when the speaker has actually experienced what she or he is talking about. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. 心之难过